The estimates of expenditure for the 2015-2016 financial year has been tabled, and the government is proposing to spend approximately $641.5 billion to run the country for the period. The estimates were tabled in the House of Representatives on Thursday, February 19, by Minister of Finance and Planning, Dr. Peter Phillips. Of the $641 billion budgeted by the government, $432.57 billion has been earmarked for recurrent or housekeeping expenses, including wages and salaries, utilities, and other necessities. $208.9 billion has been set aside for capital or development spending. Capital spending refers to monies to be used to begin programs or projects that will enhance the country's operations. The budget for 2015-2016 represents a 19% increase over that tabled for the last financial year, 2014-2015. Finance Minister Dr. Peter Phillips says the lion's share of the increase will be channeled into repaying the country's outstanding debts.
A significant portion of this increase relates to increased debt service expenditures, which will amount to $100 billion next year. What we are in effect doing is reducing our overall debt overhang, which is essential to maximize the growth potential of the country.
Despite requiring an extra $8.5 billion to fully finance the budget, the finance minister says the government is not currently planning to implement new measures to generate the necessary revenue. Instead, the government will focus on getting more individuals and companies to meet their tax obligations.
Bulk of our effort this year is on the compliance side of the equation, and not so much compliance as a wish or an exhortation, but compliance representing specific measures to secure the revenues which are due.
He adds that Cabinet has already approved several measures to help bolster collection efforts. A breakdown of the estimates show the Ministry of Finance receiving the largest allocation of $381 billion. The Ministry of Education has received the second largest share of $81 billion, with $79.3 billion allocated for recurrent expenses and $1.97 billion for capital spending. Rounding out the top three is the Ministry of National Security, with an allocation of $49.14 billion for recurrent expenditure and $2.66 billion for capital expenditure, for a total of $51.8 billion.
We have also given priority in the budget on the capital side to education, security, and infrastructure improvements. And we are also made significant provision for road patching and the like.
The finance minister says the budget for the government's social protection programs has been increased by approximately $5.2 billion.
There are important elements in relation to some of the other programs that improve the quality of people's lives. Matters like land titling, provision of emergency water supplies, and matters like that.
On the subject of public sector wages, the finance minister outlined that provisions have been made for the payment of back pay to correctional officers, firemen, and health sector workers, as well as the final tranche of the $25,000 one-off payment to public sector workers. Provision is also made for the payment of new rates to groups including medical officers, consultants, and correctional officers. A pool of funds has also been set aside to adjust the salaries of public sector workers following the conclusion of current wage negotiations.
All told, I think we are well on the way to implementing a new set of fiscal rules, a new approach to the management of our fiscal affairs with this budget, which has as its ultimate aim the reduction of the debt and the locking in of the gains of growth and equity which should result from that.
Finance Minister Dr. Peter Phillips.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.